A lawyer in the Philadelphia organization representing those who can't afford attorneys is suing the group in federal court. And as WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, the Philadelphia public defender says he was demoted after exposing that his colleague was practicing law with a suspended license.
In his federal whistleblower lawsuit, Christopher Welsh says he got this response from higher-ups when he asked about a colleague whose license had been suspended. Quote, "You better hope no one goes poking around the skeletons in your closet." Being administratively suspended as a lawyer can happen for not paying required fees or failing to complete continuing education courses. But lawyers get many warnings before the suspension happens. And as ethics lawyer Ellen Brotman says, it's a serious deal.
Once you're suspended, you're done. You cannot practice.
Brotman says it can happen if a lawyer changes addresses and misses the warning letters or is bogged down by having too many cases at once. Still, she says,
it's not the kind of thing that should happen if you're paying attention.
The unnamed offender, who was allegedly practicing without an active license, represented poor children, probably the most vulnerable defendants. The lawsuit says that representing them improperly could reopen hundreds of closed cases. But civil rights attorney Lloyd Long says the only way to have a conviction overturned is to show that the suspension caused the conviction.
I think that's a very high bar to pass.
Defender Association Chief Keir Bradford Gray calls the allegation that a defender was practicing without a license baseless.
There's always other sides to the story, but that will have to come out during the process.
Welsh's lawsuit isn't asking for money, but instead to get the job he had before getting demoted. Bobby Allen, WHYY News.